The Innocent Wife by Amy Lloyd, read by Christina Cole and Lorelei King.
Prologue. The girl was found 76 hours after she was reported missing. The fingertips had been removed with cable cutter pliers, a calculated attempt to hide DNA evidence, the flesh of her attacker gathering beneath the whites of her nails as they dragged over his skin. Her body had been moved shortly after death. Wherever she was killed had been private enough for a prolonged and violent attack, followed by the mutilation of her corpse. Holly Michaels was dumped in the dark water of the bayou in the northernmost part of Red River County, Florida, 10 miles from her home. In the photos of the crime scene, she was lying face down. This made it slightly easier to stomach the first time Sam studied them, alone, in the unlit living room of her terrace house in Bristol. At first, the photo seemed indecent, not so much because of the gore, the blood matted into fine blonde hair, but the sight of Holly naked from the waist down. Sam wanted to lay a blanket across her to protect her modesty. Over time, she stopped flinching at the sight of her. The more she browsed the forums and saw it again and again, it became less about the body, the waxy pale skin and dark patches of blood, and more about the details around her. Now her eyes focused on the edges of the picture, the patch of ground circled with a red line. Sam squinted. It was a footprint. But as the forum members discussed, there were no casts of footprints taken or discussed anywhere in the files surrounding the case. The question started, was this footprint purposely omitted during the investigation? Overlooked? Or are we looking at evidence of some club-footed Red River police officer who potentially disturbed the crime scene?